Yeah, hey, is this Patrick?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Patrick. This is John from Local Splash. We spoke briefly last Friday.
Yeah. How's it going?
Is this a good time to talk? You asked me to call you around lunchtime.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, so, if I recall correctly, we were discussing about you being listed on Google. Not sure, but I believe you mentioned that you're currently with Angie's and Yelp right now as well. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
And remind me again, how long were you with this company or with these directory listings, Patrick?
I can't remember, to be honest with you. For a while now.
And how are things going? Like, are you getting customers here and there, or what's your let's say conversion rate looking like? Because, you know, it's going to be, you don't have control over the phone numbers that they send over to you, right? So what's your conversion on, like, the phone numbers that they do send you?
Basically,
you're getting enough.
Let me think about how to put this. They pretty much flood me with, Angie's leads, like, blows me up with actual leads. There's leads,
okay,
and there's job opportunities, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The opportunities actually, are much easier to control, I guess.
Okay.
Whereas the leads just pour in, and most of them I don't even talk to. You know, I don't know, it's complicated. I mean, sometimes I don't have access to the information. You
gotcha.
Know what I mean? Sometimes I don't know that they were sent in the first place. I mean,
so again, the thing about it is you're still being charged regardless of as to whether you close it or not, right? So that's
correct.
Obviously what's going on here. Now again, just a little bit of a reminder on what it is that we do. Again, we're doing the very opposite thing of what they're doing. Well, Angie's and Yelp is actually doing, they're doing SEO, like search engine optimization, which is what we do. The only difference really on what they're doing and is they do it for their company instead. So when people searches for, again, I'm just basing it off your listing, by the way, on Yelp. These are just a couple of lists of things that you do, right? You do, let me pull it up. You do hardscape construction, landscape construction. You do irrigation design, sod install, right? Just to name a few.
Yeah,
so these are the things that you do, right? So what they're doing is every single time a potential customer, because obviously people go to Google because not because they feel like do it or searching for these services, right? They go to Google because they need something done. They got money to spend, but they don't know anybody. So what HomeAdvisor or Angie's, well, I believe they're with HomeAdvisor now. They sort of merged. And what Yelp is doing is when people search for these services, what they do is they make sure that their company comes up. People or potential customer will then go to the website, give their phone number, and give them a brief explanation of what they need done. And when that happens, that is, of course, those phone numbers is what they sell to you, right? The problem with that, though, is there's no such thing as exclusivity. You're not the only person they sell that phone number to, right? They sell that to a bunch of your competitions too. Now, obviously, whoever calls the customer first or whoever gives the least amount of price obviously gets the job, and regardless, you still have to pay for the lead, right? So what we're doing, again, is the complete opposite of what they're doing. When people search for these hardscape construction and landscape construction or any of the services that you'd like to be found for, what we do is we make sure that your company comes up. People can see you directly, and they can call you directly to book you for jobs. So, and that means, and as I said previously last Friday, we just had a position open up within the company. So what we're doing is we're trying to fill that spot, and once we have that spot available, or once we found that partner, we would only work exclusively for you. That means there's not going to be any sharing of leads, or there's not going to be any whatever it is that we're doing for you is that we will only do for you. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
And Patrick, remind me again, the name of the company is Montrose Landscaping, right?
Yeah, Montrose Landscaping LLC.
LLC, gotcha. Do you have a website right now that, you know, potential customers can maybe go to if they want to take a look at jobs that you've done before?
So it's not complicated. I did have a website, but I also had somebody that created it and maintained it. I however, do not.
okay.
I don't know exactly what happened to the website, if it's still a thing or not. So I'm just going to say no.
I did look it up, actually. I don't see any websites for you. So chances are the hosting for that website was not renewed, and that's why it's currently down right now. What about social media platforms like Instagram, maybe, Facebook, those kind of stuff? You haven't really thought of doing that? Because I did a little bit of search myself, too. I'm not finding anything, at least on my end.
Yeah, not so much.
Gotcha.
So
I guess the only way you're generating leads right now, obviously, word of mouth and referrals, and then just those Angie's and Yelp listings, right? That's mainly what you're currently doing.
Word of mouth is how I built my business back in 2005.
Gotcha. That's really wonderful, you know. The good thing that when people talk about you and refer you to somebody, that means that you're really doing a good job, right? And the good thing about Google really is, you know, Google is probably the best word of mouth out there, because when one single customer writes a good review on your Google listing, you know, literally like thousands of customers are going to see it. And that is where you get a lot of referrals and recommendations. You are the sole owner of the business, right? Or do you have like a partner that you work with, stuff like that?
No, I own 100%.
Gotcha. And what's your service area looking like, Patrick? Do you want to stay local? Because I have 36532 here with your zip code. But do you want to keep it local, like maybe, or do you have specific areas you want to target, you want to get customers from?
Baldwin County in general, but basically all over Baldwin County.
Baldwin County, right?
Baldwin, B-A-L.
Oh, Baldwin. Gotcha, And what about the type of customers? Because again, when with Home Advisor or Angie's and stuff like that, you don't have really full control, or there's not going to be a lot of control over the type of leads you'll get or customers you'll get. But if you are to choose, like, what's your target market looking like? Do you want to lean towards more of doing the residential landscaping jobs, or you want to lean towards commercial landscaping?
I mean, I've always done a little bit of both, or a lot of both, so I really don't have a preference. To be honest with you, I think at this point we're doing more residential than commercial, but...
Okay. But again, you don't have any preference, right?
No.
Depends on profitability and whether it's the project is doable for
you.
I mean, money talks, right? I mean, we don't want to, bite than what we could, more than what we could handle. So there's that. Thank you. So again, what we're trying to do, I want to make sure we're on the same page here. Again, what it is that we're doing, Patrick, is we're trying to fill an exclusive listing for you today, okay? Now, we're trying to find a partner that we could work with as far as landscaping is concerned or anything to do with landscaping. With that being said, you do see that difference of what we're doing as opposed to what Angie's and Yelp is currently doing for you now, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. So this is what I'm going to do. I'd love to share a little bit more in depth about how the ins and outs of how the program works and give you a little bit more about pricing as well. But I'm going to get someone. I have Laura on the line. She's one of our regional pricing director. She will go over a little bit more in depth about how the program works and at the same time give you some pricing too. And I did tell her that you want to target all across Baldwin County, correct? So let me bring her over so she could discuss a little bit more in depth about pricing and about the program too. Give me one sec. Let me bring her over.
Hi, thank you for holding, Patrick. My name is Laura. I'm one of